We're going to have another week of reflections and readings. And this week we're going to look at quite a famous chapter in Paul's letter to the Galatians. Well, anyway, last Monday was labelled as Freedom Day by some in our country. The government were ending social distancing and mask wearing in England. One DJ was interviewed because the nightclubs were opening in and he was going to have his first gig for, I guess, in around 18 months. And he was interviewed on the radio and he was being asked, what is your first track? What's going to be your opening track in your set? And he said, well, there was only one choice. He said the choice was going to be by an artist called Alternate. I haven't heard of them. I don't know if you have. And it was called Free. And this is how the chorus goes. I'm not going to sing it for you. Because you're free to do what you want to do. You've got to live your life. Do what you want to do. You're free to do what you want to do. You've got to live your life. Do what you want to do. And in the verse, one of the lines is, it's your life. What are you going to do? Well, for some, like I said, last Monday was a day that marked freedom. Finally, the government weren't telling us how to live. We were free to do what we want, to live our lives in the way we wanted. Freedom is deemed to be really important in the West, in our culture. We value it very highly. We expect to be able to do exactly what we want and when we want. But of course, we know and understand, don't we, that one person's freedom can create another person's prison. We've all lived next to neighbours who've exercised their freedom to play music whenever they like. But sometimes that has affected us and hasn't felt very free to us. And for some, the thought of people choosing not to wear masks or in the end of social distancing has actually sent them back into a more isolated and imprisoned life. One of the lines in the song that stands out to me as I'm looking at it is that line, it's your life, what are you going to do? It's your life, what are you going to do? We have many freedoms, particularly in this country. But I guess it's how we choose to use our freedoms which is really important. And I think that's the question that Paul wants us to ask as we look at this particular reading from Galatians 5 today. He starts his chapter by claiming it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. But we're going to read a little bit later on in the chapter, chapter 5, verses 13 through to 18. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbour as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. There's a Bob Dylan song. I'm sure you might recognise these lyrics. One of the verses says this, you may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble, you may like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're going to have to serve somebody. Well, it might be the devil or it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Dylan grasped that actually all human beings serve something or somebody. There is something or someone who becomes their master, who calls the tune to which they dance. The freedom that we in the West seek and prize so highly is in fact a false freedom. People think they are free, but they end up serving something. Perhaps it's serving money and getting financial wealth. Or perhaps it's serving the thing that we often fall into the trap of trying to make our life as comfortable as possible. or maybe they serve family or relationships or the pursuit of pleasure, the pursuit of health and well-being. Or for some, perhaps pursuing the idea of becoming famous, even if it's just for 5 minutes or 15 minutes. The alternative to those things is that we choose to serve God. For Paul, true freedom is found in discovering that we were made to know and serve God. That is where we discover how life is meant to be lived. And so Paul says to the followers in Galatia, the followers of Jesus, look, you've been set free from all that enslaves human beings. Now you're free to serve the God of love, to join together with him, to partner with him, to become his children. It's your freedom to choose. So back to that song we started with, it's your life. What are you going to do? Well, Paul says, use your freedom won by Christ to serve others, to love others. May we live today, this week, the rest of our lives as free people, free to serve and to love as we were made to be and to do.